This is VOA News via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The office of Jordan's King Abdullah said Monday the king's ownership of properties in the United States and Britain is not unusual nor improper. The Royal Palace statement came a day after a group of journalists used millions of previously undisclosed documents to detail how current and former leaders throughout the world have amassed vast wealth and secret real estate holdings across the globe. The investigation of nearly 12 million documents from 14 sources was led by the Washington-based International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, with 650 journalists from around the world working on the project. The records showed that the Jordanian ruler spent $106 million on luxury homes along the Pacific Ocean in Malibu, California, Washington State, and other locations. In its statement Monday, the Royal Palace said these properties are not publicized out of security and privacy concerns and not out of secrecy or an attempt to hide them, as these reports have claimed. The Washington Post, one of the news outlets that conducted the investigation, said the files included private emails, secret spreadsheets, clandestine contracts, and other records that revealed financial schemes and who was behind them. The reports say many of the accounts were designed to evade taxes and conceal assets for other shady reasons. Responding to the report, European Commission spokeswoman Dana Spinnant said Monday, "It is a measure of fairness for everyone to pay taxes, especially at difficult budgetary times such as those where we are." The European Commission is the executive branch of the European Union. The documents, dubbed the Pandora Papers, expose the offshore holdings of 34 current and former country leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, and Czech Prime Minister Andrei Babis. Fumio Kishida formally assumed the office as prime minister Monday and announced his cabinet, which includes numerous allies of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. This is VOA News. Tensions have flared in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh after 8 people, including 4 farmers, were killed Sunday while demonstrating against controversial farm laws. The incident marks an escalation in India's long-running farm protests that have festered for almost a year amid an impasse between the government and farm leaders. The protesters allege that 2 farmers were killed when a motorcade linked to India's Deputy Home Minister, Ajay Kumar Mishra, ran them over Sunday in the Lakhimpur Khiri district. They said the minister's son was driving the car that plowed into the protesters. The minister has denied the charge and said the farmers pelted stones at the vehicle, which resulted in the driver losing control and ramming into the protesters. The police said they're investigating whether the minister's son was in the car that struck the demonstrators. Officials say 3 members of the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party and the driver who were in the car were killed in the clashes that erupted. Videos from the scene posted to social media showed a car on fire. Nobel jurists in Stockholm, Sweden, Monday announced U.S. scientists David Julius and Artem Potaputian have won the Nobel Prize for Medicine for their discoveries on receptors for temperature and touch in the human body. Announcing the award Monday, the Nobel jury said the groundbreaking discoveries by this year's Nobel Prize laureates have allowed us to understand how heat, cold, and mechanical force can initiate the nerve impulses that allow us to perceive and adapt to the world. The statement went on to say that humans, in their daily lives, take these sensations for granted. But the question of just how nerve impulses are initiated so that temperature and pressure can be perceived has been solved by this year's Nobel Prize laureates. Julius, a professor at the University of California in San Francisco, and Potaputian, a professor at Scripps Research Institute in California, will share the Nobel Prize award of $1.1 million. Russia said Monday it had successfully test-launched a Zircon hypersonic cruise missile from a submarine for the first time, a weapon President Vladimir Putin has claimed to be part of the nation's new generation of unrivaled arms systems. The defense ministry said that the Severodvinsk submarine had fired the missile in the Barents Sea, successfully hitting its chosen target. Video footage released by the ministry showed the launch had taken place at night. Putin announced an array of new hypersonic weapons in 2018 in one of his most aggressive speeches in years, saying they could hit almost any point in the world and evade a U.S.-built missile shield. Officials in the Canary Islands say more earthquakes are rattling the Spanish island of La Palma Monday as lava flowed from the erupting Cumbre Vieja volcano. Lava flowing surged after part of the crater collapsed. Officials say that they don't expect to evacuate any more people because the fiery molten rock is following the same route to the sea as earlier flows.